I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Over 1,100 COVID-19 patients in South Carolina with mild to moderate symptoms have participated in a remote online home monitoring program to stay in touch with healthcare providers daily and alert providers to any changes in their symptoms. To talk about this remote COVID-19 patient monitoring system 6 months into this program is Emily Warr. She's a registered nurse and director of operations at the Center for Telehealth at MUSC. Emily, why was this remote patient monitoring system created at the start of the pandemic for patients who had tested positive for COVID-19 at one of the MUSC testing sites?
We wanted to be able to monitor COVID positive patients in their homes and track symptoms to see if they worsened and offer them nursing support and physician support if they were to decline.
And how does this program really work day in and day out with the patients that are enrolled?
Patients submit their symptoms via a survey online, either on their phone or a desktop computer, and nurses receive those symptoms remotely and will review them and return a call to the patient if their symptoms have worsened.
And then is the idea if the patient's symptoms get worse, time is of the essence, and so something is put in place then to help that patient earlier rather than later?
Yes, definitely. We can escalate, if necessary, to a video visit with a provider, or in some cases, we'll send the patient directly to their local emergency department.
And this program's been going on now for over 6 months. Tell us the highlights of what's been learned, what's been tweaked, to kind of where things stand right now.
Based on what we've learned, we've become more targeted in how we enroll patients. By this, I mean that we are more likely to enroll patients with comorbidities or other chronic diseases so that we can help them transition to a higher level of care if necessary because their symptoms worsen.
And is this same kind of remote monitoring at home being used elsewhere across the country, specifically for COVID-19? Is this kind of approach taking off?
It definitely is. We've learned of other organizations across the country that are doing very similar things to monitor COVID-19 patients in their homes.
And could this same approach now be used for other illnesses in the future or other groups of patients just for more day-to-day kind of monitoring, especially with potentially serious conditions?
Absolutely. We're looking here at MUSC at monitoring for chronic diseases like diabetes and congestive heart failure for the long term for patients who might need support. In fact, we could potentially get biometric data from patients via a remote patient monitoring program where they would send in blood glucoses or blood pressures that we could monitor remotely.
And would that be done with fairly simple to use technical devices at home for the patient?
Yes, we're actually trying to replicate the simplicity of the COVID-19 monitoring program for other disease processes, with simplicity being an important element.
Emily, thanks for providing this update about this remote monitoring program for COVID-19 patients.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.